Hello?
Hi, is this Stan?
Yes.
Hi, Stan. My name is Sarah. I'm calling you from Fawcett Publications. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. I believe you were in discussion with Ali regarding your children's book, correct?
Well, yes, I had called her about it. I've completed a manuscript.
Mm-hmm.
It's a children's Christian book.
Oh, so
I don't know how that affects you or not. Or I would like to speak to somebody that is involved in children's Christian books.
Absolutely. And you're speaking to the person. That's the reason why he asked me to call you. I am basically the lead editor. Once your project is on board with us, I will be the person responsible for the bigger picture of the book. First of all, I have a couple of questions for you, Stan, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Okay, so what exactly is the book about?
The book is my son died last year in a skydiving accident.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
And, that's okay. And when he was six, I have reflected back in the children's book on the steps that he and I took for him to be saved as a Christian, the times that we, at night, explaining to him about heaven, explaining about what it took to be saved and for him to become a Christian and later on to get baptized. I think it's a story that needs to get out because accidents happen. We woke up one morning. We saw Kelly, my son, that afternoon. He was gone. So it's important for parents to make this a priority, to make sure their children are saved and that they know without a doubt that they're going to heaven one day. So
absolutely.
I don't know how that... Yeah, so that's kind of what the book is about.
And that must be very difficult for you to cope with. How old was he when he passed away?
He was 35. But
young.
he was saved when he was six, yes. So we don't have to worry about that part of his life anymore. So we know where he's at.
Absolutely.
We
rest
in those promises. So that's what I'm trying to do. I think it's really, it's not that long. It's, 12 chapters, but some of the chapters are really short. It's going to be imperative that I get some good illustrations to go along with this. I even wrote a chapter about, when the angels came and took him home that day.
Oh, able to create wonderful illustrations. And obviously,
well,
the children's book, we have to actually aim for a target group as well. I mean, what's the target age that you are anticipating for this particular book?
Well, I mean, I need somebody to read it. It's not that long. And to, give me an idea. The target age is, I did some research and I have a foreword to the manuscript, and the foreword says that, that most children, if they're not, have not been saved by the time they're 13 and they get into their teenage years, it's tough. You know how teenagers are. So it's better to make this decision before 13. So I would say based on that, any age is the what the story should help parents with, but certainly early, and I've got some things in there that I don't know. I just don't know whether it's I just don't know, and it needs to have a good. I talked to somebody at, I will just tell you, Westbow Publishing? And they were all about, they didn't want to seem to help me. They wanted to edit the book, and they wanted to make sure it didn't have any kind of plagiarism or anything like that in there. But that's not even step one for me. Step one is for somebody to read this,
and understand.
Give me some creative ideas, and read the content. see what we need to do. It's a good story, but I'm looking for somebody that is willing to help me to do that, to be honest with you.
Absolutely. And what you need right now, editing and all of that comes later on. Right now, what we need to do is we need to get all the content that you have written so far, understand the age group first, and see what are the improvement areas, you know, on which we can work upon. Because obviously, if you've written it, not everything needs to be changed. Right, so that is.
I don't think so. I think like the Lord helped me write this, so I don't really think there's a lot of changes, except do we take what I've written and incorporate it and make it more into a children's story, or do you see what I'm saying? I mean, it's a very serious subject, but how do we get the point across?
Let me keep it simple for you. What we're going to do at this point of time is that you submit your manuscript to us. There are three things that we will be looking forward to, okay? Number one, we will need to evaluate the entire manuscript and, first of all, decide the selective target audience, because when we talk about children's books, obviously there are kids, targeted
right.
under five, and then we look at junior high. That is a completely different realm of the children's book section. So a lot of things
sure.
need to be evaluated there. That is number one. Number two, I'm going to provide you a detailed evaluation report done by my team, and I will personally supervise that, okay? So we'll provide you a detailed evaluation of what we think of the manuscript. Obviously, that will include the strengths, the weaknesses, along with the areas of improvement and a couple of recommendations from us. It's not necessary for you
yes.
to, you know, agree with every suggestion that we make, but whatever makes sense to you, yeah. Whatever makes sense to you,
yes.
you let me know that, you know what, this is what we need to do. In other words, we need to decide the direction in which we will be
right.
heading in terms of the editing. Because editing, you know, we can continuously edit one book without any direction, and, you know, it's going to take an entire lifetime of yours and mine own. So we're not going to move forward with
sure.
that. We need to have a specific direction, and then we will begin editing in that particular direction. Third thing, which is the most important thing of all, illustrations. Now, it's a children's book. Obviously, it has to include illustrations. So what I'm going to do while we are evaluating your book, if there are no major changes required, at that point of time, we will send you some suggestions of illustration descriptions, where we feel the parts of the manuscript where we feel that an illustration is required. Okay? Most preferably, at this point of time, I'd say that there should be at least one illustration per chapter.
Right. I agree, except the final chapter is one you'll see that probably doesn't need an illustration as such. But, I would say that. Now, can you, can you put this in writing to me?
Of course. Of course.
Absolutely. Yeah, I want to go over this with my wife tonight, if you don't, you know, because she's a, you know, that's kind
of. I understand. Of course. She's your better half. Obviously, you have to run this by her before taking the call. So I understand. Trust me, I have a husband.
Sure.
Too. So I know what
you're Well, right. I mean, it's our, you know, our son's name, and we want to do what's right here.
Absolutely.
But the title of the book is Mom and Dad, How Do I Get to Heaven? And I just kind of made it short, you know, kind of explaining to the parent, you know, it is what it is. Mom and Dad, How Do I Get to Heaven? And it might not be a good title. I mean, I'm open, you know what I'm saying?
But the basis of
the book is the steps that we used in order to ensure our son got to heaven.
Of course. I understand that. It's very sentimental, by the way. Are you open to suggestions if the team feels that the title can be, you know, better phrased?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. I mean, I'm open to all this. I mean, but that's where I got, you know, with Westbow, the step number one was to be the creativity, having somebody to make the book better before we even get into, you know, copyright, all that stuff. You know what I'm
absolutely,
saying?
Absolutely. And baby steps, okay, Stan? Baby steps.
Right.
You don't need to rush into anything. Let's figure out
right.
the basics first and then move forward with the editing services, of course, the book cover, illustrations. If you're going to take up illustrations from us, we will
right.
include the
well,
book cover.
Right. Well, and before we get to the illustrations, I'd like recommendations on the illustrations before
yes.
we actually
yes.
do
of
the
course.
Illustrations. Just
of course,
yes.
as I told you, that
right.
that is on my to-do list at this point of time. As soon as I get the manuscript, we'll give you a detailed evaluation and some suggestions regarding the illustrations as well. So you got nothing to worry
okay.
about. Let me just sit on it, and how soon can you send
you
the manuscript?
You send me an email back, and you got my email address or not?
Yes, I'll take that from Allie.
Okay, you ready?
Okay, so, yeah, go ahead.
It's S as in Stan, RAWLS, at S as in Stan, F as in Frank, R as in Rawls, sales, SALES.com.
Okay, I'm going to repeat that. It is S as in Sierra, R as in Rainbow, A as in Alpha, W as in Whiskey, L as in Lima,
uh-huh.
S as in Sierra, at
uh-huh.
S as in Sierra, F as in Frank, R as in Romeo, SALES, that's sales.com, correct?
That's it. Yes, that's correct. So you'll send me a quote on that too, or?
That's correct.
How does
that's
that work?
Correct. I would like to, I'll be very honest with you, Stan, I would like to look into the manuscript first to determine what kind of work we are looking at, okay? And based on that,
okay.
we'll be able to provide your quote. So if you provide me
okay.
your manuscript today itself, like, you know, after this call within an hour or 2 hours max, what we can do is that I can just do a thorough check and I can discuss this with the team and provide you a quote.
Okay, and this no way obligates us on anything, right?
Exactly. The initial work that I'm doing, like the sneak peek that I'm going to, you know, take at the
right.
manuscript at this point of time, it's just to give you a rough code for the order placement. Once the
sure.
order is placed, we'll be providing you a detailed evaluation report along with the illustration descriptions. Sounds fair?
Okay. Well, why don't you send me an email? I'm at the doctor right now,
mm-hmm.
and when I get home, you know, I'll read it and get it back to you.
Sounds like a plan. All right. I'm going to go
all
ahead and
right.
do that.
And your name was?
Sarah.
Sarah. Thank you, Sarah. And you do Christian children's books?
That is correct.
Okay.
All right. So
all right.
let me go ahead and send you an email. As soon as you're free, you send me the manuscript. The first three steps that I've discussed with you, that is what we're going to do. And then Allie will take over to give you a quote.
Okay.
All right.
I'm enjoying talking to you, though. Thank you.
Likewise, Stan. I'm actually going to be honored if I be a part of this project, to be very honest. I must say that it's really, really, really heart-touching the way you're dedicating this book to your son. May he rest in peace.
Well, that's good. But more importantly, if we can get a couple of kids saved by
mm-hmm.
getting the message out, that's what's
absolutely.
Important. I
absolutely.
Am not
that's
in one way
picture.
Wanting to make, Sella, I'm not interested. I have the money to do
mm-hmm.
all this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm no way interested in going out and saying I want to sell a ton of books. That's not what I'm out to do. I'm out to get the word out.
Absolutely. It's the message that needs to go
okay.
out. So you got nothing to
that's
worry
exactly
about.
That's exactly right.
Yep. Let me take this over from here, and I shall talk to you real soon. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
And
thank you
so much, Sarah.
No worries. You have yourself a wonderful day.
Okay. Bye-bye.